Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. That's Hart bringing us back, Ann and Nancy, sisters. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, none other. Grace Marie Turner is our guest and our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, original founding member of our Brain Trust. She's the president of the Galen Institute, GALEN.org is the website. Please go there and read this article that we're talking about, the top 10 Obamacare disasters to come. I promise you it will educate you, will inform you, you'll learn some things. And this is not, folks, this is not a hatchet piece. This is just information that you need to know. Grace Marie, I want to move over to number 5. Families will lose out. This is one of the coming disasters, folks. Tell us about this, Grace Marie.
Well, there's a marriage penalty, a huge marriage penalty in Obamacare.
That's never been, you're the first person that's mentioned this.
And so because your subsidies are dependent upon your income. So let's say you have two people, two breadwinners. One makes $40,000 and one makes $50,000. They're not going to be eligible for subsidies as a couple. If they are just cohabiting or get divorced, for heaven's sake, then they get much more generous subsidies as individuals.
And maybe could afford the health care.
That's right.
So think about this, Grace Marie. There's an older couple that literally, you know, they're older, meaning they're in their, like, say, their 50s.
Yeah.
And they can't, and they're married, just the two of them. They might literally have to get divorced to afford health care.
And the worst thing is, if they were to have a child with special needs that's very expensive,
right.
They and that child otherwise
I know people
be
like
able
that.
To be covered because if. If someone is offered, quote, affordable coverage at work, the family is not eligible for subsidies.
Mm-hmm.
So you may find that people are having to get divorced in order to protect their family.
Here's another scenario.
That is really criminal.
It's awful.
Criminal.
Here's another scenario. We've got a lot of young people who are cohabitating, and even with children. And they're moving toward marriage. They'll get married one day, but this will make them maybe
it's
not
deterrent.
Do that. And I will tell you, I'm just old-fashioned enough, Grace Marie, to say that society needs those two people to get married.
Yes, it does. And that baby needs those two
and people. And this law, by the way, folks, this law could possibly hurt those families we were just talking about.
No, it
will hurt them. It will hurt them. It's because of the subsidy situation. All right.
So we're speaking
of subsidy, go ahead.
More people without jobs. We're going to see more people without marriages. We're going to see more people having to keep their incomes low. This is devastating.
Isn't this is this what you think Mr. President Obama meant when he said, "I'm going to transform America"?
You think that's what he meant?
All right. So how about repaying the subsidies? In the marketplace, we call this a clawback.
Right. Well, if somebody winds up getting a bigger subsidy than they were eligible for because they understated their income, then they have to pay it back, and that could be thousands of dollars too.
And it's going to show up on your W-2. I mean, on your tax return. And remember, the IRS is going to be the enforcer.
Yes.
So you can't get around this. It's going to be on your tax form. I envision a calculation, a piece on the tax form in the future, Grace Marie, where you have to reconcile your subsidies on the tax form.
Oh, not in the future. It's going to be next year.
That's what I mean. I mean, we haven't seen it yet, but it's going to be. You're going to have to reconcile it on your and then you're going to have to pay money for the IRS. Never mind your taxes that you didn't cover. You're also going to have to get clawed back on the subsidies.
Right.
Okay. I got time for one more. Which is the best one?
The worst thing I think is the identity theft. People really need to pay attention to this because you've got people all over the country going out. Give us your social security number. How many kids do you have? What are their names? How much money do you make?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we're here from the government. We're here to help you. There are scammers all over the place. We've already heard about 60 websites where people are pretending that they're the government website. And by the way, you can get into that one, and they turn over all your information. And who do you know who that was?
Grace Marie,
stealing your information.
One of the things that's really bothering me the most is you and I both know government doesn't need to run health care. But what I'm worried about, and we've seen this now with the IRS and maybe with the NSA, Grace Marie, it's not just government, it's politics. We may not mind government managing our health care, but do we want politics managing our health care?
That's right. It's awful.
That's the scary part.
Lots more at our website, Jim.
Please check it out, folks. Galen.org, G-A-L-E-N.org. I promise you, you'll get smarter when you check out Grace Marie's website. Grace Marie, keep up the good work. Thanks for being here. Come back soon.
Thank you, Jim. You're doing great work.
Grace Marie Turner, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. She'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.